Art in Darkness. It's Art Talk on KCRW. When someone says you should see an exhibit at a museum, the operative word is see. Your eyes will process the stimuli around you for your brain to then make sense of, if of course there's any sense to be made of it. Well, at a show at MoCA's Geffen Contemporary Museum, seeing is a bit more difficult, and that's all on purpose. Hunter Drohioska-Philip is with us for another Art Talk review. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
Adrian VR Rojas is going for this dystopian theme, right, a la Blade Runner, and he uses darkness as a part of the exhibit. Why does he do that?
Well, when you walk into the Geffen, there will be someone there who says, watch out, your eyes need to adjust to the darkness. And indeed, you do have to pause for a moment, and then you'll go up some stairs, and you'll see that he's completely altered the interior of this enormous warehouse space. This is MoCA's Little Tokyo venue, which is enormous. And that's part of the art. He has erected these extremely tall, lofty walls and painted them in an ultramarine blue, which is appropriate because the whole feeling is as though you're 20 leagues under the sea. The floors of the museum are covered in kind of a gritty surface. Some are raised, some are not. There are these boulders that are cast about, and they're 3 or 4 feet high that you have to kind of pick your way around. And you can't see very well. The light in the show is largely provided by these vitrines that are backlit that are full of different kinds of detritus.
It almost sounds like being in Space Mountain or something like that on a roller coaster where you can't see anything in front of you. It is interesting to me, Hunter, that the Geffen would even let an exhibit like this happen given the liability concerns, right? Don't trip over a rock. Who is Rojas and why did they let him do it this way?
Well, he's this 37-year-old Argentinian artist. He's very prominent right now. He's sort of the generation that have come of age who've studied what's called institutional critique. This is something that's been around since the 60s, where artists have questioned the role of the museum as something more than just a place to collect heritage or collect objects and so forth. And it's evolved as a genre unto itself. Villarrojas is known for going to different cities around the world and then staying in those cities at those institutions for long periods of time to address that situation in the work. In L.A., he did exactly the same thing. He's coming to terms with MoCA's own cultural history as well as the history of Los Angeles. And in that case, and you can see that very clearly in this show.
All right. Conversely, then, I will ask, you know, you covered why the Geffen would choose him. Why do you think did Rojas choose the Geffen?
Well, in part, it's one of the great museums of the world, for one thing, and he got to do this intervention with the curators there as part of the Getty Pacific Standard Time program. They've helped fund this, and Brian Barcena and Helen Molesworth have been the operating curators. But in this case, he also addressed, you know, sort of LA's own archaeological condition. I was describing the show before, but there are these enormous pillars that are layers of sediment that are meant to look as though they're part of an old archaeological site. And they're all the detritus I mentioned that are in these lit vitrines are like old plants, but they're also skeletons and dead fish and carcasses of animals. And he's creating the effect of you walking into a lost civilization. Either you're scuba diving and you see something that's been lost to history, or maybe just a darkened canyon. But all of that is very much like the fiction that can be created by special effects in Hollywood, which clearly he was aware of.
Well, Villarrojas's show goes through May 13th of next year, through 2018, and that is a long run at MoCA. Hunter Drohioska-Philip with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.